Blog Talk Radio.
I am black, woman, beautiful, magic, intelligent, resilient, love, innovative, powerful, influential, unapologetic, and woke. Peace.
I love being black. I love being called black. I love being an American. I love being a black American. But as a black man in this country, I think it's a shame that every few years we get a change of name. Since those first ships arrived here from Africa that came across the sea, there were already black men in this country who were free. And as for those who came over on those terrible boats, they were called nigger and slave and told what to do and how to behave. And then Master started tripping, doing his midnight tipping, down to the slave shacks where he forced he and great-great-grandma to be together. And if great-great-grandpa protested, he got tarred and feathered. And at the same time, the black men in the country who were free were mating with the tribes like the Apache and the Cherokee. And as a result of all that, we're a parade of every shade. And at this late day and age, you can be sure there ain't too many of us in this country whose bloodline is pure. But according to a geological, geographical genealogy study published in Time magazine, the black African people were the first on the scene. So for what it's worth, the black African people were the first on Earth, and through migration, our characteristics started to change and rearrange to adapt to whatever climate we migrated to. And that's how I became me, and you became you. So if we're going to go back, let's go all the way back. And if Adam was black and Eve was black, then that kind of makes it a natural fact that everybody in America is an African American. Everybody in Europe is an African European. Everybody in the Orient is an African Asian, and so on and so on. That is, if the origin of man is what we're going to go on. And if one drop of black blood makes you black like they say, then everybody's black anyway. So quit trying to change my identity. I'm already who I was meant to be. I'm a black American born and raised. And Brother James Brown wrote a wonderful phrase. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Because I'm proud to be black. And I ain't never lived in Africa. And because my great-great-granddaddy on my daddy's side did, don't mean I want to go back. Now, I have nothing against Africa. It's where some of the most beautiful places and people in the world are found. But I've been blessed to go a lot of places in this world. And if you ask me where I choose to live, I pick America, hands down. Now, by and by, we were called Negroes. And after a while, that name was banished. Anyway, Negro is just how you say black in Spanish. Then we were called colored. But shit, everybody's one color or another, and I think it's a shame that we hold that against each other. And it seems like we reverted back to a time when being called black was an insult. Even if it was another black man who said it, a fight would result. Because we've been so brainwashed that black was wrong till even the yellow niggas and the black niggas couldn't get along. But then came the 1960s. When we struggled and died to be called equal in black, and we walked with pride with our heads held high and our shoulders pushed back, and black was beautiful. But I guess that wasn't good enough, because now I had to come with some other stuff. Who comes up with this shit anyway? Was it one or a group of niggas just sitting around one day? Feeling a little insecure again about being called black and decided that African-American sounded a little more exotic. Well, I think you were being a little more neurotic. It's that same mentality that got Amos and Andy put off the air because they were embarrassed about the way the characters spoke. And as a result of that action, a lot of wonderful black actors ended up broke. When we were just laughing and having fun about ourselves. So I say, fuck you if you can't take a joke. You didn't see the Beverly Hillbillies being protested by white folks. And if you think, that of course you think, that being called African American sets all black people's minds at ease, since we affectionately call each other nigger, I affectionately say to you, nigger, please. I didn't get a chance to vote on who I'd like to be. Who gave you the right to make that decision for me? I ain't under your rule or in your dominion, and I'm entitled to my own opinion. Now, there are some African Americans here, but they recently moved here from places like Kenya, Ethiopia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Zaire. But not a brother whose family's lived in this country for generations, occupying space in all the locations, New York, Miami, L.A., Detroit, Chicago, even if he's wearing a dashiki and sporting an afro. And if you go to Africa in search of your race, you'll find out quick you're not an African American. You're just a black American in Africa taking up space. Why you keep trying to attach yourself to a continent where even if you got the chance to go and you went, most people there wouldn't even claim you as one of them, as a purebred daughter or son of them. Your heritage is right here now, no matter what you call yourself or what you say. And a lot of people died to make it that way. And if you think America's the leader on inequality and suffering and grieving, how come there's so many people coming and so few leaving? Rather than all this fine thought with America shit you promoting, if you want to change something, use your privilege. Get to the polls. Come and support me. God knows we've earned the right to be called American Americans and be free at last. And rather than you moving forward with progress, you're dwelling in the past. We've struggled too long. We've come too far. And so the folks that know who we were, let's be proud of who we are. We're the only people whose name is always a trend. When is this shit going to end? Look at all the different colors of our skin. Black is not our color. It's our core. It's what we've been living and fighting and dying for. But if you choose to be called African-American and that's your preference, then I give you that reference. But I know on this issue I don't stand alone on my own. And if I do, then let me be me. And I'd appreciate it if when you see me, You say, there goes a man who says it loud. I'm black. I'm black. I'm a black American, and I'm proud because I love being an American, and I love being black. I love being called black. Yeah, I said it, and I don't take it back.
Ah, yes, the world, planet Earth, third from the sun of a gun. 360 degrees, and as new worlds emerge, stay alert, stay aware, watch the eagle, watch the bear. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, bias breaking, new day making change. Accumulating, liberating, educating, stimulating change. Tomorrow was born yesterday. From inside the rib or the people cage, the era of our first blood stage was blotted or erased or TV screened and defaced. Remember, there's a revolution going on in the world. One blood of early morning revolved to the one idea of our tomorrow. Homeboy, hold on. Now more than ever, all the family must come together. Ideas of freedom and harmony, great civilization, yesterday brought today will bring tomorrow. Neon, Leon, fast lane, brother, you were yesterday when dreams of karma and life still live. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be once again. Earthquaking, foundation shaking, investigating yesterday. I was wondering about our yesterdays and digging through the rubble. And to say the least, somebody went to a hell of a lot of trouble to make sure that when we looked things up, we wouldn't fare too well, and we would come up with totally unreliable pictures of ourselves. But I've compiled what few facts I could, I mean such as they are, to see if we could get a little bit of light. This is what I got so far. First, white folks discovered Africa and claimed it fair and square. Cecil Rhodes couldn't have been robbing nobody, cause hell, there wasn't nobody there. White folks brought all the civilization, wasn't none around. How could these folks be civilized when wasn't nobody writing nothing down? And to prove all their suspicions, well, didn't have to wait too long. They discovered there were whole tribes of people in plain sight with no clothes on. That's right. The women, the men, the young and the old righteous folks covered their eyes. And no time was spent considering their environment. Hell no, this just wasn't civilized. Another way they knew the folks were backwards, or at least this is how we were taught, is that unlike the civilized people of Europe, these tribal groups actually fought. And yes, there were some rather crude implements, and yes, there was primitive art. And yes, they were masters of hunting and fishing, courtesy came from the heart. And yes, there were medicines, love, and religion, intertribal communication by drum, but no paper and pencils and other utensils, and these folks never even heard of a gun. So this is why the colonies came, to stabilize the land. The Dark Continent had copper and gold, and the discoverers had a plan. They would discover all the places with promise, and didn't need no leases or deeds. Then they'd appoint people to make everything legal, to sanction the slavery and greed. And when the natives got restless deep in the jungle, they would call it guerrilla attack. And never described it, folks finally got wise and decided that they would fight back. Still, we are victims of word games. Semantics is always a bitch. Places once called underdeveloped are now called mineral rich. And still, we are constantly hounded with unity just beyond reach. Egypt and Libya used to be in Africa. They've been moved to the Middle East. There are examples below, I assure you, but if interpreting was left up to me, I would swear every time this version ain't mine. That's why it's called his story. Earth-shaking, foundation-quaking, bias-breaking, new day-making change.
Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight's class is on the metaphysics of Black history. And Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, wonderful. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Good.
And I started this year off right, working out at the health club, the gym. You know, I'm not giving any shout-outs to any promotions to any businesses out there. Just the gym is enough. Just get out, you know. Everybody,
yes.
This is the year we need to get out and exercise. Get out to exercise. Exercise your body as well as your mind.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, your wealth depends on your health. Because all the money in the world, if you ain't healthy, you'll be willing to spend every penny you got to get healthy. So your health is your wealth.
Yes,
sir. Let's get out and move. Your great vessel, your temple, your body. Move it.
Yeah.
So, and before we even get started, I want to say greetings to the family, and we black. We back. We black and back.
Yeah.
So I want to definitely let the family know how much we appreciate them, because this is our first show of the year. Yeah. You know, so how much we appreciate them in this month of Black history, you know, that this will be a round family table that we all contribute to our history, because that's what this is. And it's every day. You know, it started off as a week, a month, and we constantly say it's all year long. So we have to fix that. We have to teach that. We have to be about that, you know. And I'd be remiss without starting off with Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and much love, honor, and respect to the family and listening audience for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you are sharing with us once again, because we're here to do it again. Let's do it again. So, yes. Go ahead, Antoinette. Were you trying to say something?
No. We have a caller with their hand up. It's 706,
good,
is that you?
That should be Kwame if it's 706. So, yeah, let him in.
Okay, let me.
And before you really let him in, let the people know that, you know, who you played, I think it was Nina Simone, Smokey Robinson, and Gil Scott-Heron. So let them know. I'm not sure.
You were right in that order.
Okay.
And everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. 706. Are you called 706? Okay, if you have yourself on mute.
I did. And I was trying to get back to the phone. Good evening, family.
Good evening,
Sister Antoinette, Brother Eddie. And like he said, this is the first night, the first Wednesday we've had the show since you got back to wholeness from your, you know, recovery that you had to go through, but we're grateful that the creators allowed you to be here again and be in the doing what you do for us. And so we give thanks. So, and you know, Gil Scott, he gives a message that we should listen to it. We had done what he was saying back in the 70s, we'd be a lot further ahead.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's the answers in the music is of the 60s and 70s. Although I had the message with the lyrics and the words that they were giving us, We were in school then, but a lot of us was too busy shaking our butts. Forgive me, Brother Kwame. Go ahead and continue.
Yeah, but, you know, Smokey, even Smokey doing spoken word, Smokey was the ballad singer. You know, the whole lot of children created by Smokey Robinson's music. So the thing that we're looking at is everything is in divine order. And for us being able to leave our message for the next generations is very important in what we leave and being able to leave truth that they can utilize to build on the truth that they're going to establish for the next seven generations, because we always look at seven generations. And, you know, metaphysics and the Willie Lynch, and that got me when I seen the flyer. I was like, okay, now we're getting ready to go into something deep. And I sent you those two pieces with that was a clip I did with Jack Forbes, and then I sent you his whole interview with Lester Middleville, and that was a brother out of South Carolina. He's now an ancestor, and he used to do some extensive interview. He was like the Tony Brown of the East, you know.
Okay.
And so, but Jack Forbes wrote on the African and the Native American and the whole history of our story. And it's really time that we put the prophecy of the Choctaw, which said that the children of Two Shields will come back together on Turtle Island, of the red and black, and we will begin to know and grow as what we're supposed to do.
Well, I haven't had a chance to read it, but
I'll
will
it to
do
you.
So.
I'll send it to
okay,
you,
you
Sister
it,
Antoinette.
Okay,
well, I'll
thank
send it
you.
To you. Yeah, all right. But I've been putting it out there because, you know, Jack Forbes is a Native American, and he did extensive work on, you know, their story, and then he combined because their story is our story, and our story is their story. And to be able to hear one of a tribal nation to be able to academically put the research together and be able to present our story, because it's a lot of it that we have been given half truth, and as I always say, half truth is a whole lie. But we have to begin to tell our story and not have, you know, so much of them telling us who we are, because we have ancestors and we have the wisdom to research and find the knowledge if we can get into the books, and we'll know the truth.
Yeah.
That is
so.
So,
Brother Eddie, I'm gonna let you put the words and the numbers together.
Oh, like I said, I appreciate that, but again, I also appreciate what you just highlighted, you know, for people to investigate, to look into, to research, you know, those type of things. So, again, it's lovely, and we're going to lead off with what you said. It's all in divine order, you know, once we get in order, you know, because it's not in divineness if we're not in order. So that's what we're going to continue to get in order with the divine so that we can share and pass it on, because that's what's been missing, us relating, revealing, telling, acknowledging our story. You know, so it's time to get serious, as Jermaine Jackson sung, let's get serious. It's time to get serious, y'all. And this is the year for it. Dealing with this year being the 8th, Sirius is 35, which is the 8th. It's time to get serious. So we're going to do that by sharing information that we all have, tidbits, parts, and pieces to our history that we've learned that we weren't taught in school or in this system of things. We've learned it along our journeys. So we're going to put our truths, as you said, to this history that they made a mystery to us. See, we're not a mystery, but because we regurgitate, repeat their nonsense over and over again, that half truth, which is a whole lie, as you said, is what we've been pushing for the longest. So it's time to bring it to a close, bring it to an end, because this is the new beginning. So with that, Sister Antoinette, and if Brother Kwame, if you're through, we'll give Sister Antoinette the floor so she can come with the current events that I'm quite sure is dealing with Black history, because actually all history is Black. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Right, but I sent the show to a few people that I've met on Clubhouse, and kind of just trying to share the information, because, you know, we've got to share our truth with those that are seeking. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
Okay. Hello to that family out there who's ever listening. Glad you can be a part and participate, actually, in the class tonight, because that's what this is. This is a class. It's not a show. It's a class, because in retrospect, every class is a show, as long as the show is giving pertinent information that we're learning and we're sharing. See, that's life. Life is the class. It's the book, the never-ending story. And that's the part that we have to tell now, our part of our life. That's that part of the book that we share. So, okay, thank you for that, Brother Kwame. We appreciate it. And we know you're going to chime in during class and give some more pertinent information that we always appreciate.
Yes, we do. Okay, yesterday was February the 6th, was Bob Marley's birthday.
Okay.
Yes, you know, Bob Marley has a connection here in Delaware. His family had lived in Wilmington for a while. His mother had got married and moved here to Delaware from Jamaica. So, and when I say here, I'm, you know, for those that don't know, I live in Delaware. You know, it was a connection that, you know, it's a, you know, his house and everything where he grew up and everything is, you know, a historical site. So I just wanted everyone to know that you know, Bob Marley did live here in Delaware for a little while. I think it was maybe a couple of years, not long. And also today is, oh, boy, I'm sorry. I had to take my glasses off because those aren't the right ones. But, so, and I can't find my glasses. It's Carter G. Woodson's birthday. Was when he first started Black History Week. And it later became to a month. And I say that it's all year. But if you look at the, when you look at the description of the show, you can see that I put in there. And one link that I have in there is the description of Carter G. Woodson, but it's also a photo in there, a poster, like, and it's Negro History Week and Democracy and the Negro People. So I hope that y'all would take the time to look at that and to read it and, you know, go to the article that's in there and, you know, to give you a briefing of it. It's the 60s. Had a dramatic effect on the study and celebration of Black history. Before the decade was over, Negro History Week would be well on its way to become a Negro History Month. The shift to a month-long celebration began even before Woodson's death, as early as the 1940s. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know, it's more to it. But, Brother Eddie, you want to add to that?
Yes, I did, because actually we did a class on that a few years ago now.
Yeah.
But yes, family, today's date, February 2nd, happened to be the same day that Carter G. Woodson launched Negro History Week. And since 1976, as they put it, it's been called or known as Black History Month. And what I was trying to let the people know, because there might have been last year that this was done, because it was tying in to the 7. And last year, 2023, was the 7. And that's why I did it, because, you know, even though it was called Negro History Week, that was later changed to Black History Month. It's the same number, y'all, because Negro History Week comes to 70. Black History Month comes to 61. 6 plus 1 is 7. 7 plus 0 is 7. So all they did, like I said, constantly, the names changed, but the number remains the same. As Smokey said, the exotic terms that we went through and transitioned from Negro to color to black to African-American, so forth and so on. But when you look at the word negro, that's pronounced in Spanish instead of negro, negro or negro comes to 20, which is a 2. Black comes to 11, which is a 2. Week comes to 17, which is an 8. And month comes to 17, which is an 8. As we know, history is 33, stays the same in both spots. But that's how you got the numbers of Black History Month being 7. And 7, we know, which is today's date. And as we went through different things last year, 7 is consciousness, family, and actuality is divine consciousness. Divine is 25. 7, consciousness is 52. You just mirrored the number 25 and 52. That's 7. But this is what we're supposed to be doing when we deal with that consciousness, and it's divine. It's part of what we talked about before, dealing with the weapon that we've been given. Weapon is 16, which is 7. Melanin, we've been talking about the magic mushroom, which is 52, and the melanin. Melanin is 16. Magic mushrooms is 52. It's the 7. So, again, his intention, he hoped to extend and deepen the study and scholarship on African-American history all year long. As Sister Antoinette said, this is all year long. He hoped that this would have been done, but it was actually a concerted effort to not teach it. That's why we're in the state we're in now. Even here, even in Chicago, Illinois, in 1991, a law was passed that Black history would be taught as a curriculum, English, math, and all other curriculums, which means it was to be taught all year long. That was 1991, before Barack Obama became the junior senator of Illinois, which it didn't change. Before he became president, it didn't change. And there's no reason why, when we really get deep, but see, we try to stay away from the negative things that we find out about those who are put in our face as a leader. All of the colleges and universities that Carter G. Woodson went to, the interesting thing is that he gained his master's in study at Harvard, the same college or university that Barack Obama attended. Why wouldn't he extend that? Because remember their pledges to these fraternities. You know, Sigma Pi Phi, Omega Psi Phi are the some of the fraternities that Carter G. Woodson and Barack, which means that when we really get deep, they were, and Barack is still living, are part of the Bolé. Anybody who pledges to those fraternities, the Greek fraternities, are part of that Bolé that we talk about being part of the gatekeepers. See, so we only get the information that they put out there for us to gravitate to that never comes to pass. We're complaining all the time about those of us who are aware about what's being taught in the schools today and dumbing down America with the future of America, which are our children, where you are now, it's a concerted effort to teach homosexual, gay, pride, transvestite. I mean, I'm not going to go through it. Family, you already know about the LGBTQ pushing their agenda. And that is getting more precedence than that of Black History Month, a.k.a. Black History Year. We stay on the same, and we used to talk about when we talked about, and they taught it in schools, it was the same individuals that they mentioned, not taking anything from any of our Black ancestors, but they kept particular ones recycled in our heads. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass. You can go on and on. Harriet Tubman. See, it was the same people, it was the same pictures. And they would get around to, during our time, it was Jesse Jackson was put up there. Now Barack Obama is put up there, you know. So, but when you look at the majority, not all, but the majority of these people, they all were pledges to some type of fraternity. They went to the colleges and universities that was established by who? Even the HBCUs were established by the Jewish or Jew community. So not to get too far into that, but yes, this is, you know, again, we can always, when we research and investigate, we'll find out who's who and what's what, because even Carter G. Woodson was connected to the NAACP. And as Janet Jackson states beautiful in her song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" Ooh, yeah. What have you done, NAACP? What have you done substantially for the community of African-American Black people? And again, I love Black, as Smokey said. So, Sister Antoinette, please send me that link to Smokey, because, again, he says it's not a color. It's in your core, family.
Mm-hmm.
The core of your mind. See? And we get it twisted on the color. I just put it plainly. We get twisted on somebody else's definition of Black. This ain't your definition. We keep pushing everybody's definition from somebody else's dictionary that we didn't write. We are the dictionary, and by the way, dictionary is 35, which is 8. So we're going to be on us defining who we are by without using what somebody else lied about, and we gravitated to, and we push it every time we repeat it. We regurgitate it. We're pushing their nonsense, not being able to see that by the number, Black comes to 11, which is 2. First comes to 29, which is 2. People come to 20, which is 2. The Black people were here first, and first deals with the universe, because that's what's first. The universe is 38, which is 2. We are the cosmic. Cosmic is 20, which is 2. The cosmic people of the universe, and we're letting somebody else, we were first, tell us the definition of the words that we're used by the English definition. So we don't want to get that twisted into nobody else, because, again, I've proven before that English is the occult by the number. It mirrors 32 English, 23 occult. This one is occult language, and being the baby of all languages, we babble. Biblically, it was called the Tower of Babel. This is why English is spoke all around the world. The youngest language, the oldest language, isn't even known. Less spoke all around the world. Most people couldn't tell you the oldest language, but they can tell you English and speak it. That's a cult, baby. How couldn't the youngest? Anyway, I'm going to get off of Black history, and that's not, y'all got my drift on that, see? But it needs to be reiterated sometimes so that we can start catching on to what we've been programmed to regurgitate. We've been programmed to repeat. And if you repeat a lie, even half the truth, which is a whole lie, for so long, you begin to believe in that lie as the truth yourself. We push it for so long, it becomes connected, linked, trapped in the subconscious mind. And it's hard to let go and reboot from all the nonsense that we've been given, that we've been taught. But this is the age of Aquarius, which is happening, people. We feel it. We sense it. We know it. Ain't nobody got to tell us anymore. And if we do listen to anybody telling us, we're listening to ourselves. We're not listening to others who have been giving us this nonsense all our lives, all our lives. It's time for us to revamp that and start teaching, fixing one another. So with that, let me digress and give you back the floor, Sister Antoinette, so you can continue with the current events.
Okay, well, for Black History Month again, I want to introduce y'all to Daniel Held Williams. And he was the founder of the first Black-owned hospital in America. And he also did the first successful heart surgery in 1893. So I figured this is someone that we need to know about. He studied medicine in Chicago Medical College. Did his internship, he did private practice and the north side of Chicago, Brother Eddie, your former neck of the woods.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember him. As I grew in the knowledge of history, what a lot of our people did in medicine and every other field there is that, again, that we've been lied about, that we are just now learning about, and more or less with the help of the Internet, that is much more information that we can find out than any teacher ever taught us during the times we were in school. Now, it's different today with what our children and grandchildren are learning. But back then, we kept getting the same story. I was asking my cousin the other day about things that I was taught that most of us remember, her being 20 years under me and her children under her. As I was asking her, she was asking her children, one who's still in junior high and another that's in high school, you know, about things like who cut down the cherry tree. Lie, nonsense, why were we given that? And when she happened to think she didn't know certain things she did, but when she asked all of these questions to her children, they had no idea. They was like, well, I don't know that. Huh? Who? What cherry? Who had anything to do with the cherry tree? You know,
yeah.
So George, so it's like all of this information that we were given, even asked, do they even know when Christopher Columbus came over here dealing with his story? You know, Christopher Columbus, they're learning today, what is it called? Darn it, it's evading my mind. Native, it's not Native Heritage Day or what. Y'all probably know what I'm trying to say, but I can't.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Native American Month.
Yeah, they're referring to that now instead of Christopher Columbus Day, you know.
Yeah.
So, again, they're changing right in our face the lies that we were lied about all our lives, but it's stuck in our head. 1492 is edged in our head. Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue. They even had rhymes, like nursery rhymes, to go with it. Thank you, cuz. Indigenous Peoples Day. That's what it's called now instead of Christopher Columbus. Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you, cuz. So, yes. See, so like I said, that's not edged in my mind like Christopher Columbus, 1492, sailing the ocean blue. See? So it's so much crap that we have in our heads from education, from programming, and it has to be deprogrammed in order to be reprogrammed. And that's exactly what we are doing for one another, programming the program that we were lied to about, because in retrospect, the program is the shit that they threw on the wall. The shit is just the word that they gave us that we gravitated to that we truly didn't know. That's all we basically had until we got to the point. And for me, that's that spell that they gave us talking about the 400 years, because that's the five. That's the occult. But that's being revealed. It's revelations right now. It's time for the revealing, and the revealing has started. And that's what we're doing when we basically come together in these classes and other classes that we have on other people's shows, because for me, every show is no more than a class, and I'm getting pertinent information, useful information, because we're still learning. So with that, yes, big ups to Daniel Hale Williams, you know, because him and other ancestors who contribute so much to the cure, not the treatment, because that's what they do. They treat with a trick us. They're not trying to even cure us. They're not trying to cure us one iota. And that's why it's up to us to fix us and cure us. Is somebody trying to say something?
No, that was me. I said, no, they're not. I was agreeing with them.
Okay. So that's why it's incumbent upon us to make these changes. We say the change is here. It ain't talking about a change is going to come no more. The change is here. We got to make the change with the information that we disseminate, that we share, that we give. You know, that's what we're here for. Everybody has their piece of the pie, their piece of the puzzle to give to those who are willing to listen, because we know, even in our own families, a whole bunch of people don't want to hear what we got to say. So a lot of our family members, a lot of us might seem crazy. You always talking about that stuff that's a conspiracy. Yes, I am. And again, conspiracy to me is a number before it's a word. And when I see the number, when I see the number of God, because God is 13, conspiracy is 31. That's the spirit of God that they done lied about, like everything else, with a half-truth, truth being 31, they gave a half of it, you know, which is a whole lie. So when we're able to pinpoint the number behind the word, We're able to connect the dots. We're able to fill in the gaps because they made sure that they left gaps in a lot of the information that they gave us. But it's, again, it's hidden in plain sight right in front of us. So it's just, it's not my time, your time, it's universal time. The universe is helping us get back in order through nature, through the air, through the wind, through the atmosphere, that gentle breeze you feel on your skin is communicating with you. We have to learn to truly listen in order to hear, because we know now that you're hearing with your heart. It's an art to hear with the ear of your heart. So we're now listening in order to hear what the universe is conveying to us. And it's always been conveying, but we've never been taught, we never even discussed what we're learning in the college of the college of nature, because the university is teaching us about the universe. College is teaching us about nature, and there's no college out there that's teaching us about nature. It'll give us a portion that tells us about agriculture and this, that, and the other, how we grow things. Cool, but that's only a part, baby. The insects, the leaves, the grass, the ground, the soil, the air, the different fragrances when we're in nature, that every few feet the scent changes depending on what plant, what flower, what trees you're around. You go through a forest of pine tree and it's a completely different smell from an oak tree, from a willow tree. That's nature speaking to you through your sense of smell. See? And when we say smell, that's all we're thinking about smelling. For me, it's the number as well as the word. So now that the number of smell can connect you to the whole of all those other words, that smell by number represents. As I said, the names change, the number remains the same. So again, Antoinette, thank you for that, for us touching on, again, a significant brother who still today only get the credit when we keep his name living, when we speak his name into existence, yeah. When we teach our children. See, because other than that, our children have to find it out on their own, for sifting through or looking up on it or by typing something else in a related video link comes up that they might gravitate to. But when we have already set that seed in their minds, this is why our history never dies. See, and it's only dead because we're not speaking it. We're not giving it. We're not sharing our history. We're leaving it, yeah, for everybody else to teach our children about. That nonsense has got to stop. We have to take, yeah, the lead. See, and, yeah, a leader is one who sets the precedence by the example. So we have to be about what we're talking about. See? So, yeah, we have to now be about it because, again, let's get serious. It's time to get serious, family. It's time to get serious. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette, with your next current event, if you have one.
Okay. Now, you know, again, on people that, you know, is not really taught to us that, you know, you have to look. And so I'm going to introduce y'all to, I don't know if any of y'all are aware of this, but he is responsible for the cures for malaria, for the water purification. So he not only did it in the States, they also sent him to Liberia to assist with their water system so that you have clean water. So, you know, when you look at why we don't have large cases of malaria, it is because of Gus Poindexter. And He was a bacteriologist, microbiology. It's a lot with him. So, I really suggest that y'all, dig in and, look him up. And, it's awards that is given in D.C. in his name for people for science and things like that. So, Brother Eddie, you have anything that you want to add?
Not to that. I just wanted to add this tidbit, which most of us know, but we should always share with our children so that they could get activated to who and what they are.
Yes.
See, we are the cure because of our pureness of our blood that's connected to our melanin. And to give the emphasis on us being the cure is to use the beautiful sister that they use like a mother named Henrietta Lack.
Yes.
We need to introduce our children who don't know that part of our history that all of these cures came from this sister's genetic makeup that they still use today.
Yes.
So that brought back to mind, these are the things and the people that we should basically talk to our children about so that they will connect, activate that they are the cure.
Yes.
As long as they remain pure in thought. See, because we all fall short sometimes with negative thoughts, people, because of situations we're in, because of jobs that we might be in that we don't like, because I listen to more people that I talk to who don't like their jobs than the people who do like their jobs. It's about 30-70. 30% of the people I talk to like or love their job, and 70% got a job just to get a check. They don't like their job. They're doing it because they're getting paid, and they got something that's helping them pay the bills. Some people got two and three jobs that they don't like because the main job or the job that they love isn't sufficient to do what they need to do with the funds that they're receiving. We're not getting our fair share. And by the way, I was going to use that word tonight, fair, because it's used in two different ways, it's spelled two different ways. You got one to be fair with another, and the other is pay your share fair. Pay your fare and be fair. By the way, fair and fair is an 8. They're both 17. The words change, but the numbers remain the same. And I use fair because Black history comes up to an 8. Black history is 44. And Black history is no more than cosmic knowledge. And what is said, we fail for lack of knowledge. Yeah. Black history is cosmic knowledge. And once we find out that that cosmic knowledge is the universal mother, all of them 8. This is why that mother is in the center. That matters to your mental stability. This year, we are going to be able to identify those who are truly mentally ill, the mental illness that's being shown everywhere. And a lot of it is due from the fear, the psychological war. And by the way, psychological 44-8 Fear 17:8. Fear is psychological, family. It's mental. Mental is 17, which is 8. So, yes, that's all a part of the so-called black history has been reduced to mental health issues that our people are contending with every day. You know, so again, this is the time we are coming out of this mental illness, and we start with self. Forgiveness is for self in order to forgive others. That's why forgiveness is an 8. It's 53. It's your true understanding. Understanding is 53. That's part of your forgiveness. It's not part of your understanding, overstanding. That's why overstanding, 49, understanding, 49. It's not part of that 53. See, you're not trying to understand nobody else, but the forgiveness that you have for self, for allowing yourself to be bamboozled, to be fooled, to be hoodwinked. See, so we're coming out of that because we've now learned how to truly identify, not judge, to identify your state of mind, your city, which is your temple, your land. And again, metaphysically, all of that's 8 again, state, city, land. And it ain't about something that somebody else has created to tell you that you purchase or you own or this. That's your mental thinking, family. Between the left and right hemisphere of your brain, your thinking is mental. We hear land. We talking about the piece of the land we are. You only own self. Take care and know thyself before we start talking about what piece of real estate on this earth we own. We don't own it. We just here. We're renters. Mother Nature owns it all. But everybody else has put a claim, has put a claim on a state, on a city, on a piece of land that none of them owned from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. That's part of real black history, true cosmic knowledge, coming from the universal mother. See, that's why this is the connection, as Parliament mentioned, this is the mothership connection, which means the mother is helping us connect all of us, humanity, to learn how to be human again, human beings learning how to be human, knowing that human beings is 41. That's why they mirrored the number and gave us a different word, the human beings, to divide us. Divided is 32. Human beings is 41. Color is 14. Word that divides us. Race is 14. A word that divides us. Divide human beings into everything else other than who and what we are. But not being able to see the number, we can't connect the dots. We can't fill in the gaps. Because they end up purposely, again, things out. We know this when we read the Bible, when we talk about the lost books. But again, let me digress because I'm going someplace else and we're supposed to be on black history. So, again, Sister Antoinette, continue.
Okay. Now, I told you about Gus Poindexter. And I'm sure y'all have heard a lot of things regarding my cousin Nanny. So other than that, Brother Eddie, I'm going to play a song for us, y'all. And if anyone has any stories or black history that you wish to contribute, any news stories, then we can go with that. So let me do this first.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're watching me on the telly. Ain't me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protecting children dying every day. My name is Nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Oh. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is off. Your name is Cecilia. I'll change if you vote me into the frame. I live in the ghetto. You just come to visit me round election time. Hi.
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette, and what's on my mind, are you doing a class, a show Friday?
Oh, thank you. No, he's out of the country, so he's supposed to be back the middle of the month, so we're going to reconnect then.
Okay. Okay, I just thought I'd ask.
Thank you, and for those that were not aware, I'm going to be doing an interview with Roy Fillmore Slim, who is was a former, I don't know if you ever stopped being a pimp, but he is now 89 years old, and he's going to be joining us for a very exciting interview. I'm truly looking forward to it. And so I will give y'all the exact date as soon as, you know, he's back in the country and know, talking with his people. So I truly think y'all are going to enjoy that. So if y'all want to look him up now so that y'all can prepare your, you know, whatever questions or anything that you may wish to ask him. His name is Fillmore Slim, and he's 89 years old, and Lord, y'all, he's in the hip-hop and everything. He's with Snoop Dogg, and, you know, where he says he is the one that inspired hip-hop. So that's a part of history in itself, you know, just, you know, I mean, I don't know anything about him other than what I've seen on television.
Yeah, that'll be very interesting. not to laugh, but somebody to say that, you know, they started or they were the implementation of hip hop, because in retrospect, rap that turned into hip hop was out way back before it was even called hip hop or rap. In retrospect, when we listen to Gil Scott-Heron, spoken word, that's rap. When we listen to Brother James Brown, he said it in several of his records. I got some rap for you. Rap.
Mm-hmm.
See? And broke it down, especially and say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. I worked on jobs with my feet and my hands, but all the work I did was for the other man. Mm-hmm. Now we, not me, but we have a chance to do things for ourselves. I'm tired of beating my head on the wall and working for someone else. Say it loud, y'all. See, we got too much to give that we've been confined by jobs. We've been confined by contracts. And when I go to contracts, I'm saying everybody who is considered famous for a lack of words, be it a doctor, be it a lawyer, be it an actor, be it a rapper, hip-hop, sports figure, all sign contracts. Even the clergy sign contracts to preach without deviation in the pulpit the way they do, unless you break away from the so-called church, because, again, Black family, which was first coming from the universe. When we talk about Black history, we talking about the people. When we talking about Black history, we talking about the church. The church is the people. It's not a building.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in church right now with everybody on this line in the same mindset that we are in. This is church. And we are Wednesday night. We can even call it Bible study, because that's when they have Bible study on Wednesday. So, yes, this is the church dealing with the people, where we come together to fellowship, not to listen to one individual mouth off about anything. It's called fellowshipping. This is why the lines are constantly open, and we always urge, can't make nobody do nothing, but we urge everybody to call in and share their piece of the puzzle, their piece that they've been given, that they, that's been riding with them all their life, that they want to just get out there and get it out there so to be heard, so that they can even get some input on another mindset or through fellowship, that somebody can help enhance, not change, enhance the information that they're giving to us. Anything that's given to you is meant to enhance what you already have, not to take anything away. I said, we ain't here to take nothing away. We're here to share, to give. That's why it's better to give than it is to receive. Give 22, enhance 22. 13 is God, 13 is real, 13 or 31 is spiritual. Spiritual is 40. It's all the four, family. Numbers becoming so fast, but again, it's all dealing with the four.
Mm-hmm.
That's by understanding that even this month of this year reflects leap year. This is the month that reflects leap year that now gives us 29 instead of 28 days in February. And we can trace leap year back to the Black Olmec. Different words, same number. Year, leap is 11, year is 13. Black is 11, Olmec is 13. See, and they leaped over that by giving us a different calendar. The Julian calendar, all these other calendars. But when we look at the Black Olmec calendar, which a.k.a. is the Mayan calendar, Black Olmec comes to six. Mayan comes to six. They're no more than the children of the Black Olmecs. That's why you see the statues in Mexico and everything by the Mayans resemble the same statues of the Black Olmecs. Anyway, another time for that. But this is what they did, understanding that that calendar basically was 13 months, 28 days. 13 times 28 is 364, not 365. And when you add 364, it's 13. This is why when we change those numbers to reflect 13, we all say 24/7. 2 plus 4 plus 7 is 13. That's God. 13 is God all day long. That's what we're doing when we talk about is 24/7. That's the God in you, the God in me. But as soon as we hit those numbers, we go all over the place. And we're not giving God, the Most High, his praise. Because even if we change God to Most High, it's the same number, y'all, different words. I hear a lot of people don't use God, but they use Most High all the time. But still don't see the number of the word that's coming out of our mouth. We just say it because it feels right. That number that feels right. Don't matter the word. The number, the word resonates the number that we don't see. But that's my significant but small part to show the family the words with the numbers that we can now connect to see a better picture. That's why better is 31. That's God. That's why we're seeing it better now. It ain't that you or I better than anybody else. We're better because that understanding, overstanding is engraved in our DNA. And we all have ways of expressing it today. All have ways of sharing what the information is that we have that hasn't been talked about. It hasn't been taught. It hasn't been studied. We still on these airs now. We keep talking about Blog Talk is going to eventually pull the plug. But don't think they ain't ready to pull the plug. They studying the things that we talk about on all these different shows to see where we are mentally, to see who's giving what and who's got what. We keep talking about how the FCC and everybody's going to start coming down on that freedom of speech. That's already been infringed upon right now. So, again, for me, as long as we got time on these airs that we can share the information, let's do it. Let's get serious and stop wasting time. Because, again, time is an illusion, but time is no more than the class we're in. That's why we can't waste this class time. We can't waste the learning of life that's meant to share by the information that even comes by way of your imagination. Because they say we stop imagining when we become adults. The imagination comes from the youth. It comes from our children. But no, it's embedded in us, but we forgot. We don't remember a lot of things that we basically engraved in our very genetic structure within us as a child through our imagination, that now we rely on false information or uninvestigated, unresearched information that we continue to repeat, continue to regurgitate. We throwing up on each other, family. A lot of nonsense that we truly believe is the truth, because some, not all, have not found their way along their journey to share what they have found out that has always been in you. It's nothing that I'm not saying that is not already resonating in your very core. These things that I mention are already in you. The only thing that I've been given is how to articulate the number behind the words to connect the dots that will always make sense. And that's the only way and reason that I will say these things, that if it don't make sense to me, I'm not going to say it, because my barometer is me being able to connect the dots by the number. And again, if the numbers don't add up, your brother will shut the F up. It's got to add up to me in order for me to see what it is that I'm giving to share. See? So again, I hope I wasn't long-winded, but give us a little tidbit on this leap year that actually came from us dealing with the Black Omecs. And Omec by number is only dark, family. It's still 13. Black and dark. That's what we always talk about. Your dark pigment. Pigment is 29, which is black. And it comes from the darkness. Darkness is 31. Dark is 13. Different words, same number. And when we look at that, black and dark, or black and Omec, or leap year, we're looking at inhale and exhale, AM and PM, 24 being your heart. This is where all this is coming from. And 24, which is 6, is the word, and your word is bond. That's the true judgment day, dealing with the words that we give, that we share, that even if we are repeating the things that are lies, that's still a judgment that's coming from you, because it's coming out your mouth. Nobody is making you say anything today. That's judgment day, family. Whenever it comes, that's what we're going to be judged on. What word of God and Christ that we push? Again, we get turned around into this name and that name of all of these deities and gods or whatever that we've been given. But again, once we see the number behind what we're saying, we start to see some truth. And that's all I'm doing, my piece of the truth that I'm pushing. And that's that four. That's that God. So when I tell people that are still stuck on religion, it don't matter. Open your Bible. Turn to the fourth book of the Bible. It's called Numbers. That's God right there revealing himself to you in the book of Numbers. But because we don't read the numbers of the words, we'll never find them. That's why you don't hear no preacher, no rabbi, no religious leader telling you this. It's right there in front of you, hidden in plain sight. The whole Bible is about you. It's about me. It's about each individual being that piece of image that's a representative of that understanding of the Creator within. So with that, again, Sister Antoinette, hopefully, family, inspired some type of thought. I know I have, because I wouldn't be giving this to share if I know it didn't resonate. So again, Hopefully you got pen and paper because, again, like I said, at any time, whenever they pull the plug, you ain't got to worry about going online on these devices. You got it in black and white. That's why they keep telling us, and a lot of us go there. Go paperless. We not fell into the nonsense.
Yeah.
Everything in Scripture was written on paper. Our history is written down. They don't want you to write it down anymore. We think everything else is they talk about going paperless as far as sending you bills and checks and doing everything electronically. That's the reason why they don't want you to write it down, because anything written becomes a legal document, even in court. All you got to do is get it notarized if you want to use it in court. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette. Were you saying something?
No.
Okay, so again, that's the eight that we have to do dealing with this year. We have to start to identify, and we want to identify one another. Identify is 35, which is eight. Who are we trying to identify? Family. Family is 17,
yes,
which is eight. I use the term fam, shorten it up, but the number didn't change because I changed the word. I didn't write the whole word out. Family. Family 17. Fam is eight. Same thing, different word. And I do these things purposely, hoping that at times people will start dwelling deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And they'll find out for years I've been doing certain things by the number, and I never revealed it because that's your study time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing to do it or not, but that goes along with the homework. See,
yeah,
it's not in school. Homework is done at home. And the work that's done is right there in your brain. That's brain work. That's why we call it brain food, food for thought.
Yes.
Giving food for thought to take you out of the so-called norm or normal thinking behind the program, because that's where our thinking comes from, the program through education or by way of education that we've been given that truly put us in a box. Put us in the box to regurgitate the same thing over and over again and start to give this to our babies, to our children, to the youth, reinforcing that picture from that television or that movie screen that we seen to give us the same thing. So understanding the eight that deals with the word amen means your name.
Yeah.
That's why it's yours. You claim it, the name that you were given at birth. It was what you was given, and guess what? Everybody else in the world uses it more than you because you don't call yourself all the time, hey, Eddie, hey, Eddie, hey, Eddie, like you're another person. Everybody else calls and uses your name.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the meaning by number. That's why we always say amen, not because they told us what amen is, but you are claiming your connection to the Creator by your name that you've been given, amen, so that you can go out now and have a true discussion being 44, which is that eight, part of your name. But what are we discussing? That becomes the important issue. Are we constantly regurgitating what we were taught as a lie, not seeing the facts, just the facts, family, the facts? That five, I got five on it. That's part of the facts. That's part of the occult. That's a big part of English. And we betting on the wrong thing. This is why this weekend coming up, everybody now put in their bets for the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, wow. The superb owl that we can't even see behind the word Super Bowl that's giving us dance rituals, the occult. That's what's happening right in front of our eyes. And you always notice that they always give a bird's eye view over the top of the performance, to look down on it like you were a bird, an owl. And by the way, owl is eight. This is the year of the owl. As we know, this Saturday, family, if you forgot, is the year of the wood dragon. Wood dragon comes to 32. Ooh, that's my number, the five.
Yeah. What is a wood dragon?
You're dealing with nature now. It's the dragon, but now it's the nature, wood, or the worldwide underground net, the roots that are underground connected to the trees. Connection is wood. Connection is 12, which is 3. I'm sorry, connection is 30, which is 3. Wood is 12, which is 3. And don't think that Hollywood ain't going to try to give you their version of anything
yeah.
that's being talked about, anything that we're saying. Because, again, they want to always tell our story by using the information that we're relating, us not knowing that everything we say is being recorded. Well, we know today, especially all of us that's on this line, that all of these devices that we have in our house are receivers and transmitters. So
yeah.
whatever we are transmitting by the words, they're receiving and recording. That's what the computer, that's what the cell phone, which is a mini computer, is for. It's to
yeah.
keep data. Data is 13, God. See? Everything that
yeah.
we're saying is being recorded. They'll tell you anytime you call a business, certain business that are franchised out. They'll tell you that this call is or may be recorded.
Yes, they
regardless,
do.
It's being recorded. Don't think it ain't being recorded. It's being recorded because, again, a lot of it is due for their own protection. If they
yeah.
call you and you deny it or this, that, and the other, it's recorded. We can bring this up now, and we're letting you know beforehand so you can never say, I didn't know they was recording me. I didn't know. They're telling you up front. But
yep.
we've been telling ourselves for a long time, Big Brother has been watching and recording us, and they're not
yeah.
going to stop. It's all of the technology is more sophisticated today than it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
So we think.
That's why.
Because where is this technology coming from? Yeah, I mean, they sold us for years, you know. Now they're just ready to, what they say, first it goes through the military, and then when the military's done with it, then they test it on to the people. But the military's done studied it. They know it. It's just new
yeah,
to
not,
us.
Not only that, they experiment on the veterans. They experiment on the military personnel before they experiment on the people. That's why it goes through the military first, not only for them to test it, for it to also be used as an experiment to see what happens with the human being using these different things. What effect does it have on you physically, mentally, and spiritually? See?
Yeah.
And they don't use spiritual. They take that out and just use the equation of mental and physical. See? Because they want your spirit. They don't even want to talk
yeah.
about that like they took it out of school, religions out of school.
Mm-hmm.
See? They're trying to take the spiritual out of your mind, because that's
yeah.
the famine. When they talk about famine, we run to Monsanto's and George Soros and Bill Gates with the seeds and all of the things that we eat and digest physically. No, what we're starving for is spiritual nourishment. That's what we've been taking off. That's why the story that they tell never gets deep into the spiritual unless they are trying to corrupt the spirit by telling the story. The mystery, you and me, see. But no,
yeah.
it's no longer a mystery, see, because they made it a mystery purposely. That's out the box now. We are out of the box. Think outside the box. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything that we talk about in these classes ain't in the educational program that we was giving in school, in church. None of the institutions of America that they indoctrinated us to, that we're not even rolling with that anymore. We don't even talk about that the way it was taught. That's who we are. And this is why they're listening. This is why they're paying attention, to see how far we've grown, to see how far we are. That's their job. But that's why at the same time, it's no way for them to attack all of us, because it's too many of us now that know things that they didn't teach. We know things that they don't even know. We talk about these things now, and they still trying to figure out how did we come up to the conclusion of what we're talking about when they don't have it in books. They didn't teach it in schools. They don't talk about it, because you can't talk about it if you don't know about it. See? So, again, all of this through nature, through the universe, is awakening through this age of Aquarius in us to be able to manifest and to truly know that we manifest the things we speak into existence. Speaking is in the atmosphere. It's in the wind now, baby. As soon as it comes out of our mouth, it's in the wind. The wind is the atmosphere by number, different definition by words. And that's the real trick that is being done on us by using all of these words of English that all have different definitions or similar definitions, not being able to correlate the number behind the word to reveal the truth. And it takes you where it's supposed to take you. Every number, every word that is in you or any individual takes you a different way, down a different path along your journey. But we've been going down these paths along our journey with no numbers and seeing numbers every day, dealing with numbers every day. Got to be at places at a certain time where it's dealing with numbers. Got to be at an address, different numbers. Got to go through the door being a number, the establishment being a number, its name being a number, the person you talk to, all of that is connected. And because we don't see it when we do it, we don't recognize, we can't identify. But that's what these and what my piece is giving and sharing, to identify who we are. So we'll stop using the term black people hate each other. Black people, no. Nature, or better yet, the universe doesn't hate itself. Black people, we are truly a part of the universe. But not even knowing this in your very being, and remember the universe is black, and we not separated ourselves already. When people say, I ain't black, ain't, because you're saying you ain't something because somebody else's definition is stuck in your head what black means. You don't even have your own definition of words. We're using other people's definition to define who we are and what we say and how we say it. That's a program in and of itself.
Yes, it
That's is. That's why I say it. It ain't for us what I'm giving. It's for us to learn to share with our children so they can kick behind with it. What I'm able to do today ain't nothing compared to what our future, what our children are capable of doing with the information that we're sharing that they've never been taught. They've never heard. This is why I don't care who I talk to, what ethnic background, ethnicity, color, whatever. When I talk in numbers, everybody's receptive. I haven't met a person yet in the last 10, 11 years that are not receptive to what I share with the numbers. I don't care what they're in, where they're from, who they are. Everybody. That's when I know what it's about. See, because numbers don't resonate on colors the way they give it to us, even understanding. Number is 20. Plural of color is colors. Colors is 20. You see how they must separated us from the universe? Universe is 2. Number is 2. Colors are 2. We can't connect the dot when we are running with the word and not with the number. That's why numbers don't lie. We lie to each other by the English words that we've learned the spelling to. That's why we were learning spelling in school instead of with Harry Potter, where they had a hollow wand. We had a hollow pencil with a number 2 lead in it. I always told you when you did tests, make sure it's a number 2 pencil. Why? Spell in and of itself that we didn't recognize. And a pencil has an eraser. So if you're wrong, you can erase it and write it right. Get it right. And pen is permanent. You got to scratch it out and rewrite it.
Yeah.
See? So they knew what they was doing when they made a pen and they made a pencil.
Yeah.
But again, family, let me digress because I'm going to go off on another tangent dealing with the institution of learning, even lied to us, talking about higher learning. Get out of here. Who's learning higher than what? And if you ain't learning about the universe, how you higher than nature, which is here with us, and the universe is cosmic? That's the true black history. When I said metaphysics of black history. The universe started off and still is black.
Yes.
It was first. Black is 2. First is 2. Universe is 2. And the universe speaks to us in 2. It's called numbers. Number is 2. We're now seeing now. That's why seeing is 2, 29. We're starting to see numbers everywhere. We're starting to now identify and recognize the numbers that we're seeing. Even when we hear others talk other than myself and they're talking about numbers, it catches your ear.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it
does.
In order for you to hear as well as listen. So, yes, family, it's only the universal time that we're in, being the age of Aquarius, that we are awakening. And again, they offset the awakening with their so-called reset. They're trying to reset our natural awakening spiritually. That's all they've done, change the word of awakening to reset. Who's trying to reset? No. We're on an awakening, and they want to reset the awakening to go back to sleep. They want to put you to sleep. And they ain't talking about knocking you out. They want to truly put you to sleep. But even in sleep, they can't control us because while we're asleep, we dream, baby.
Yes, we do.
The dreams are becoming vivid now. Again, they can try as hard as they want to, but as it's always been said, you can't stop what's already inevitable to happen. It's already on the way. You can't stop it. McFadden and Whitehead sung it perfectly. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Ain't no stopping us, family.
Yeah.
Once we understand that we are those nations, or as Parliament says, nation, which is 17, the 8.
Yeah.
1, O-N-E, 1 is 8. Nation is 8. We're one nation under a groove, getting down just for the thought of it. for that thought. They just called it the funk. For the thought of it, one nation, and we're on the move. Nothing can stop us now. It's like a snowball effect. You can't stop it. Like that tumbleweed gathering moss as it blows. We're gathering one another. This is the gathering, family. It's the ultimate gathering.
Yeah. Well,
yes. Go ahead.
Excuse me. 15 minutes left in this live broadcast. In order for you to continue and to be a part of this, we need you to call in. The call-in number, Brother Eddie, you want to give them the call-in number?
It's 515-605-9343. That's 515-605-9343.
Okay. And now, don't – oh, boy. Okay, forgive me, y'all. I'm getting a brain freeze. Drive-ons on Sunday for the Helios Villios at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And Brother Ray, Sunday at 3 p.m. for the drumming. Okay, did you give out your contact information, Brother Eddie?
No, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay, and you gave the number. Okay, so I'm going to play this clip real quick, and then I have a news story for y'all.
Sounds good.
Maybe should I do the story first? Well, you know what?
Play the music. You know, I already said it. You put it out there.
Don't want to be involved in this, man. This is going to be a blues number. But first I want to do a little bit of background on the blues and say what it is. Like, there are six cardinal colors, and colors have always come to signify more than simply that particular shade. Like redneck or got the blues. That's where you apply colors to something else, you know, to come up with what it is you're trying to say. So there are six cardinal colors: yellow, red, orange, green, blue, and purple. And there are 3,000 shades. And if you take these 3,000 shades and divide them by six, you'll come up with 500. Meaning there are at least 500 shades of the blues. For example, there's the I ain't got me no money blues. There is the I ain't got me no woman blues. There's the I ain't got me no money and I ain't got me no woman, which is the double blues. And for years it was thought that black people was the only one who could get the blues, so the blues hadn't come into no international type of fame. But lately we done had Frank Rizzo with the lie detector blues. We done had the United States government talking about the energy crisis blues. And we're going to dedicate this next poem here to Spearhead X, the X second in command in terms of this country. And the poem is called H2O G-A-T-E Blues. And if H2O is still water and G-A-T-E is still gate, what we're getting ready to deal on is the Watergate Blues. Let me see if I can dial this number right quick. Click. Click. I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative. Click. Inoperative. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and still could not. Let me do that part again. Just how blind will America be? The world is on the edge of its seat, defeat on the horizon, very surprising that we all could see the plot and claimed that we could not. Just how blind, America? Just as Vietnam exploded in the rice, snap, crackle, and pop could not stop people determined to be free. Just how blind will America be? The shock of a Vietnam defeat sent Republican donkeys scurrying down on Wall Street. And when the roll was called, it was Pepsi Cola and Phillips 66, Boeing, Dow, and Lockheed. Ask them what they're fighting for, and they'll never mention the economics of war. Ecological warfare, above all else, destroy the land. If we can't break the Asian will, we'll bomb the dikes and starve the man. America, the international Jekyll and Hyde, the land of a thousand disguises, sneaks up on you but rarely surprises. Plundering the Asian countryside in the name of Fu Manchu. Afraid of shoeless, undernourished Cambodians, while we strike big wheat bargains with Russia, our nuclear enemy. Just how blind, America? But tell me, who was around where Hale Boggs died? And what was the cause of LBJ's untimely demise? And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How long will the citizens sit and wait? It's looking like Europe in 38. Did they move to stop Hitler before it was too late? How long, America, before the consequences of keeping the school system segregated, allowing the press to be intimidated, watching the price of everything soar, and hearing complaints because the rich want more? It seems that Macbeth and not his lady went mad. We've let him eliminate the whole middle class. The dollar's the only thing we can't inflate, while the poor go on without a new minimum wage. But what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, and there are those who say America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. How much more evidence do the citizens need that the election was sabotaged by trickery and greed? And if this is so, and who we got didn't win, let's do the whole goddamn election over again. The obvious key to the whole charade would be to run down all of the games they played. Remember Dieter Beard and ITT, the slaughter of Attica, the CIA in Chile, knowing nothing about Allende at this time in the past, as I recollect, Augusta, Georgia, the nomination of Supreme Court Justice to head off the tapes, William Calley's executive interference in the image of John Wayne, Kent State, Jackson State, Southern Louisiana, hundreds of authorized bombing raids, the chaining and gagging of Bobby Seale. Somebody tell these Maryland governors to be for real. We recall all of these events just to prove the water buggers in the Watergate wasn't no news. The thing that seems to justify all of our fears is that all this went down in the last 5 years. But tell me, what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray, while America's faith is drowning beneath that cesspool, Watergate. We leave America to ponder the image of justice from its new wave of leaders. Frank Rizzo, the high school graduate mayor of Philadelphia whose ignorance is surpassed only by those who voted for him. Richard Daley, imperial Napoleonic mayor of Chicago, who took over from Al Capone and continues to implement the same tactics. George Wallace, Lester Maddow, Strom Thurmond, Ronald Reagan, an almost endless list that won't be missed when at last America is purged. And the silent White House with the James brothers once in command. But see the sauerkraut mafia men deserting the sinking White House ship and their main mindless megalomaniac Ahab. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. McCord has blown, Mitchell has blown, no tap on my telephone. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Mitchell, and Dean, it follows a pattern if you dig what I mean. And what are we left with now? Bumper stickers that say Free the Watergate 500. Spy movies of the same name with a cast of thousands. And that ominous phrase that if Nixon knew, Ag knew. But Ag didn't knew enough to stay out of jail. And what really happened to J. Edgar Hoover? The king is proud of Patrick Gray. And there are those who swear they've seen King Richard. King Richard, 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 King Richard. Beneath that cesspool, Watergate. Four more years of that.
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some whiteys on the moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. All right.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check, the junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. With all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon, how come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my bill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Okay, y'all. Well, we're back and...
We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. We have a poem here. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired...
Okay. I'm sorry about that, y'all. Okay, well, we're back now. Hopefully you got to call in. So the story that I want to go to...
Is one mic still open?
Those songs were by Gil Scott Heron. The last one is Whitey on the Moon. The first one was the H2O Blues. And both of them were Gil Scott Heron. I'm sorry,
yeah, Brother Kwame, you on? You know, that was Brother Kwame, you on? And once Sister Antoinette finishes with her little news story, you can go ahead and share what you have to share.
Okay, yeah. This, if you don't know, yesterday, a missing helicopter with five Marines on board, it was found, and they're still searching for the air.
My whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell. With Whitey on the Moon.
All right, let me just move away from that altogether. I don't know why that coming up. All right. So the authorities have located a U.S. military helicopter carrying five U.S. Marines that went missing on a flight from Nevada to California on Tuesday. First responders are continuing to search for the aircraft, according to the U.S. Marine Corps. The U.S. Marine Corps is searching for five U.S. Marines assigned to Marine Heavy Helicopter Squadron 361. So there's your one, Brother Eddie. Marine Aircraft Group 16, 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing, Marine Corps Air Station said in a statement Thursday, the Marines were flying a CH-F3E Super Stallion helicopter from Creech Air Force Base to Marine Corps Air Station on February the 6th, which was yesterday, 2024, when the aircraft was reported overdue. The aircraft was located by civil authorities in Pine Valley, California at 9:08 a.m. Pacific time on February 7th, 2024. This statement continues. The U.S. Marine Aircraft Wing is managing search and rescue efforts through the wing's Operation Command Center and using ground and aviation assets to locate the aircraft. The aircrew in condition with the San Diego County Sheriff's Department and multiple federal, state, and local agencies. The most up-to-date information will be released as soon as it becomes available. Okay, so just wanted y'all to know that since that came across. And Brother Kwame, if anybody has anything they want to add to that article or, you know, your thoughts or anything, Brother Eddie and Brother Kwame, if y'all have anything.
Well, Brother Kwame, you had something that you wanted to add in. You asked, was your mic still open? So, yeah, it's still open. So, yeah, whatever you had to say, you can go ahead and speak your piece.
Okay, and, you know, thank you for that, you know, it's really kind of curious because that Marine helicopter was leaving from where? Vegas, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what they said, from California to Vegas.
Okay. California to Vegas or from Vegas to California?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in 1 second. I'm from Nevada to California.
Okay, that's from Nevada. Okay, because Super Bowl is in Vegas, and that's what I was trying to see, was they, you know, setting up protection over there at the Super Bowl. But anyway, you know, it's divine order that you played that last Gil Scott-Heron, Whitey on the Moon, because you heard of Artemis. Either Artemis is the new thing with SpaceX and Elon Musk and NASA have joined together for this year. They're going to put the first person of color on the moon, along with the first female on the moon and two other whiteys on the moon. So there's four people going to the moon. They're going to have established, you know, a station there. That's the gist for this year, 2024, is White and Dark is going to be on the moon. So that's kind of funny that you played that part right there, and you talked about Daniel Hale being the first open-heart surgeon, and Providence Hospital was located there in Chicago. That was the hospital that he opened. And the first physician was Imhotep, and he was also a surgeon. He was a gastroenterologist surgeon. He was also a multi-genius, and he was the advisor and physician for the first pharaoh Zoser. And he was the architect of the Step Pyramid. And there's the Smith Papyrus, I think it's either in London or I think it's in the London Museum. But that was the whole papyrus of his instruments. He also did cataract removal. He was, you know, honored as being the first physician or the first healer that they deitized and made into a god. They built statues of him. They honored him, and all the others learned from his teachings about medicine. And he was in the Old Kingdom, which was around 2700 BC. And so, you know, we talk about that because now we're looking at, what was it, 98 years ago? We February 7th, 1926, 98 years ago, we got honored to say that we can have our histories told by Carter G. Woodson, who took it and made it Black History Week, is because Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass were in that week, because Frederick Douglass said his Earth Day was on February 14th. Abraham Lincoln was born February 12th. That's why that week was chosen, for to honor those two abolitionists or people towards the ending of captivity for our people here. And then, you know, and I was wondering, was Eddie going to talk about the Willie Lynch letter? Because it's kind of funny that that letter was really popular at one point, and the Willie Lynch letter was written in December 1712. And it told you in that letter in December 1712, it says, if you do these things to these captives, you will be able to keep them in captivity for 300 years. Today, from 1712 to today, is 312 years. 312 years. It's how we're able to tell our story, and that part of December 1712, because everybody got popular when it became December 21st, 2012, was when the galactic change and the galactic calendar was reactivated. And so we're looking at that 300 years, you know, but we're looking at, we have a greater, we've got more than 300 years, because we can go all the way back to 2700 BC and to that multi-genius that was called Imhotep, and that gave us the physicians and gave us the instruments and the things in which our ancestors of that time is not spoken of in this time, because we only get a week to talk about who we are. And then it was the Peanut Man here in Georgia in the bicentennial of the great country in 1976. Jimmy Carter gave us Black History Month. And then the next year, he gave the Native Americans the Freedom of Religious Act in 1977. So he kind of did something for both of us, you know, the red and the black. You know, we're looking at a time, and we have all of this technology. And, you know, I was listening to something. Eddie was talking about the numbers, and he was saying the words stay the same, and, you know, you can use the words, but the number stays the same. And I was thinking about it. I said, dang, you know, all of this coding, because when we talk to each other on these phones, it's turned into numbers, and then it's turned back into words when the other person on the other line hears your words. When you send your text messages, it's turned into numbers because it's coded. The algorithms are codes. They're coded, and then they're converted back into from the numbers back into the word. So Eddie is definitely on point, because this whole technology is converting words into numbers and numbers back into words. And these are the ways in which do we really look at things to see just how far we're looking at something. Because once upon a time, you could take two cans, put a hole in the bottom of each, and take a cotton thread and tie a knot in it and pull it, and you can hear each other talk. Fiber optics. Through that cotton, you could talk to someone else because the vibration was there. But once upon a time, we could talk to each other in even travel into other dimensions by just our consciousness. But we disconnect from that cosmic consciousness. And these are the ways in which we're looking at now and how we're reactivating and ascending back to that frequency, because we're moving out of that carbon base and moving into that silica base, because that's what they're using to make this technology is the silica base. But it comes from the carbonated people. Anyway, that was just what I wanted to share. I digress.
No need to. I thank you for that, because, again, we had mentioned earlier online when we was talking about the Willie Lynch letter that she was talking about. So I was like, wow, okay. I forgot to mention that piece. But, yes, you brought it home when you gave everybody the five, because, again, that's that 400 years, that spells that we're still under by the number. So, again, when the Willie Lynch letter stated
300 years.
When the Willie Lynch said, no, I'm saying the 500 years, the five, 400 years come to a five. And when you looked at the Willie Lynch letter, he stated from December 1712, for 300 years, you would have these people be a slave following the instructions of this letter. But if you add it as you stated, 300 on to 1712, you got 2012. 2012 is that five I'm talking about. See, that's when we came out, when they were basically still trying to put us in under the end that will happen in 12, 21, 12, you know, 2012. That's the five. That's the key to the whole mess, because even you mentioned the Peanut Man, and I thought you was getting ready to go to George Washington Carver, but you went to the old president, Jimmy Carter. So when you look at that, Jimmy Carter, that basically implemented to start Black History Month in 1976. Well, 1976 is a five. And you went all the way back to Independence Day, dealing with 1776, but you throw July 4th, 1776, comes to 104, which is a five, that was started by the original so-called founding fathers. Founding fathers is 68, which is a five. 6 plus 8 is 14. 1 plus 4 is 5, which basically now is still pushing it. It's called the Freemasons, 32, a five. We can go on and on about that five, because that's what's been hidden, and now the revealing is upon us. Everything is to be revealed even before Judgment Day. You have to be told what it was or what you did or did not do. That's
right.
Part of the judgment. Go ahead.
And five represents what? Change. And this is what we're
that's
in. Because we're
change
we're,
is
we're
23, wild. Which is, that's correct. Change is 23,
right.
Which is five. Like I said, the change is here. It ain't going to come no more. It's been coming since Sam Cooke. The change is here. And we are the ones to make the change. That's why we have to fix. It's up to us to fix us. Fix is change. Fix is 14, which is that five. Change is 23, which is that five. The change is us fixing us, family. We got to fix us and stop waiting for everybody else to do it, which they ain't going to do. That ain't their job. It's not their job to fix us. It's our job.
Right. And the part about it is that we're thinking that we can go here and vote in. I mean, that political system is already set up. Even if we did get into, because we had Obama in the political system, it's the spiritual and the psychological. We got to reconnect, because we can vote in and get all the folks that we want in it. We don't have the psychological change and take the change off. Change. Bob Marley's Earth Day was yesterday. None but ourselves can free our mind, remove the shackles of our mind, unchain and reconnect to nature and to the spirit and to your cosmic consciousness, and you will be in your oneness and your greatness of all that is.
That's it.
But as long as we keep getting this interference with all of this distraction, because all of it is enter detainment, is to enter you and detain you. This is why that they have to make it, put it in your hand now. We've got to put it in your hand because we want to detain you constantly.
That's the key. Shameless plug, family. Take the chain off your brain. That's my first book. So that's basically what Kwame is talking about, too. Unshackle your mind. Take the chain off your brain because the chain symbolizes even the story of Christ being shackled by a crown of thorns. That's the chain,
right,
baby. Then we follow that same scenario of somebody else's story on what happened. See?
Right.
We regurgitate.
But what's
stories.
Our story?
Yeah. Our story is
what we have
somebody
to
else not told us, that we're regurgitating the story that they told us and not finding the truth out, because again, that half truth is a whole lie. So they now gave us half truths on all of this nonsense.
And see,
this
we
is
gotta
why
be even looking at the wordsmithing of it, and you know me and wordsmithing, that's HISSTORY is his story. Our story is oh, you are, because you are. Just wake up and say, oh, you are the story. You are the story because it's in your DNA. It's in your Akashic record. All you have to do is tap into you. What Rumi says, everything in the universe is within you. When will you use yourself? You are the universe. You are. That's it.
Yes. I was about to say, and wordsmithing, like you said, when you see the word, his story, come on, family, that's not what it, we actually regurgitating the word history. It's high story. His story is HISSTORY. His and story. It doesn't say that. It says HI, story. It's a high fucking story. We high off their story, family. See, no, it ain't his story. It's a high story. He just pronounces it his story. Don't get me high off your shit. Not me. I'm not going there. So I love it with the wordsmith because, again, let's break it down the way it should be broken down by the prefix and the suffix. It's not a his and story. How in the hell did it come up to that? And we followed that nonsense, his story. It's high story, y'all. No. Don't mess with me with the nonsense because the number still reflects it.
And
it's
see,
a high
the thing
story.
That you got, right, because but what you're really saying is you saying, when you say his story, you're saying his story because Tory is
correct.
The word for law.
Go ahead, Tory
is what? Tory is the word for the etymology of the word Tory is outlaw.
Mm-hmm.
It says Tory and outlaws, specifically one class of Irish robbery for outrages.
Yep.
And who wears the badges, the who were the cops and the policemen of the first policemen? The Irish. That's the Tory. See, we gotta look at words, and words have power, and what do they really mean? Because it says an outlaw, specifically one of a class of Irish robbers noted for outrage, savage cruelty from the Irish Tyrol plunder. Originally pursued searchers of the old Irish Tory regime, I pursued from the Tory pursuit or the Celtic. This is what we got to look at, what they're using in the spell, because as long as we keep saying his story and we got that word Tory in there, we're perpetrating our own demise by having this savage of cruelty done to us by a half truth.
Yep. Exactly. Like you said, the Irish. Those policemen back in the days, this is why they even knew who they were policing. It wasn't us, it was them. This is why that big truck that they went and picked people up was called what? A paddy wagon. This is why the Irish.
Even with that, the Irish were brought here as indentured servants. They were in captivity until the Baker's Rebellion, and they say, look, you got skin like us. We're going to put you over them as overseers or officers to protect the Anglo-Saxons from the people of red and black color.
Correct. Correct. I mean, that's why you don't even hear that word paddy wagon too much anymore, if ever. See? Because they tried to...
They armored vehicles just like you got in the military.
Yep.
You look at what they transport now. Those are armored vehicles.
Oh, yes. That's why the armor we wear is the protection of the Creator. The armor of God, as it's called. That's why armor is 14:5. So we got to arm up, family, with the information that we're revealing and we're sharing and relating. We have to definitely pull the veil. See? The man behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz. We got to show who's who and what's what now. The time is here. The time is right. It's our time along with our story. So we're going to stop telling his story and start telling our story because it's time for it. So, yes. Love it, agree with it, and we got to do it. We're doing it now, but we got to continue and put this in the hearts and minds of our children so it will inspire, resonate, and illuminate and motivate them to want more knowledge that we are sharing with them. See, they don't. That's why we never felt good going to school because there was nothing there that was relating to us other than the negativity that they want to show that we all came from slavery, and that's a lot. We know that's a lot, big lot. See? And not telling the truth about themselves who came over here to divide and conquer. That's why their motto still ends with divided we fall. And we fall in because the English that we speak is keeping us divided. We ain't got to throw no rocks, no stones, shoot no bullets, this, that, and the other. Just the word of English itself is keeping us divided because we don't recognize and we can't identify the numbers behind the English word. That's part of the occult that we've been taught to regurgitate, to speak. We're coming out of it, and I'm loving it, family.
Here's one that you were sharing, Brother Eddie, and a little. This is a historical fact. Henry David Thoreau. We hear about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a famous writer, Henry David Thoreau. They hear a different drummer. That was he was famous for. But his father's name was John Thoreau, owner of the pencil factory, who became classifying the softness of the pencil by their numbers of number one pencil and number two pencil. The darkest pencil was a number two pencil. See, a number one pencil was light. The number two, why did they always say use a number two? Because it was the darkest of the pencils.
The darkest graphite. And understanding, too, why number two pencil, because a pencil is actually hollow until you put that graphite lead in there. The number two lead, two comes the wand. That's what the magicians use, a wand. That's what the two represents in the pencil, the wand. See, these people, woo, my goodness, yes. Yeah, these people are something else. But it's all dealing with magic. When we really recognize, and this is the year, the eighth, magic is 17. Magic is part of this year that we're going to recreate our magic through what we are creating by the word. By the word, we're going to manifest our magic once we get our mental thoughts together. As they say, one nation under groove, getting down for the thought of it. That thought is powerful. For as a man thinketh, so is he. That thought has power, baby. It has that energy. And when we put all this energy of thought together as one, ooh, that's what they're afraid of. Us coming back together as one with a thought that we're all behind, that we're all pushing, we're all thinking. It's resonating. That energy is going to build and build and build until it's ready to, bam, explode, baby. We're a biological time bomb exploding in a time zone, and almost everyone is out of time. So, yes, that's why it's a biological war. Chemicals dealing with war. Biological and chemical wars that we're in. And we're coming out of it. We can see it. We know it. We feel it. We sense it. So, yes, 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 family. It's time for it. We're just now getting back in order, divine order, with the time that the universe dictates. We don't dictate nothing. We just part of it. We're part of the event of the universe that's happening. And it happens first from within. And it resonates to the outside. So, yes. Inside out instead of outside in. They've been making movies and cartoons about this. Anyway, I'm about to get on something else. But Brother Kwame, if you don't have anything else to share and nobody is pushing the button to speak to actually share anything, I got appointments tomorrow because VA has been pretty good lately with me by being on top of the appointments that I'm dealing with. So, yeah, I got to deal with certain issues that I'm dealing with and get to the VA on time so that I can take care of that. So, again, I'm here as long as the family here. Brother Kwame, if you don't have anything to add, Sister Antoinette, being the motherboard.
I'm good.
Okay. Being the motherboard, giving us the information from that board to connect us together. If you don't have anything to say, you can definitely use a rest because this is our first show and we don't need to take you too much over than you need to be.
I'll have an appointment tomorrow as well.
Okay.
For the rest of the week, you know, it's going to be that way for a while. Excuse me, for a while where I have all these medical people to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know you're still going through what you got to deal with because, again, you're not revealing everything, but we know anytime you've been in the hospital or anybody has been in the hospital over a month that, yeah, you have different things, different doctors, different therapists, different people coming in to check on you, to call on you, different appointments that you have to make. So, yeah, you have to be on top of yours, too, and get your rest, my sister. Please get your rest, you know, so that your body, your cells, your mind can recuperate, regenerate, reboot, and reprogram. You know, so, yeah, with much love, again, if nobody else on the lines have anything that they want to contribute in tonight's class, until next week, we will definitely, we'll start this another discussion, a roundtable discussion, and bring stuff to the table that is useful, things that we can use that we're definitely still learning. So with that, family, peace in, not peace out. It's in love and peace that we bring it, you know, because we hear the term, peace out. No, we don't want the peace out. We want peace in.
Yeah, we want it. Yeah.
So that's it, family. So with that, family, until next week, the next episode, peace and love, as always. Continue your mighty journey and tell our story, because your story is part of our story.
Thank
so
us, Sister Antoinette, because Brother Eddie.
Yes.
And
thank you
Brother Elder Kwame. Thank you as always. Appreciate you.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to take us out with Gil Scott Heron. Work for
Sounds
peace.
Great. Sounds great. You have a good one, Sister Antoinette. Until next time.
You too.
back when Eisenhower was the president, golf courses is where most of his time was spent. So I never really listened to what the president said, because in general I believed that the general was politically dead. But he always seemed to know when the muscles were about to be flexed, because I remember him saying something, mumbling something about a military-industrial complex. Americans no longer fight to keep their shores safe, just to keep the jobs going in the arms-making workplace. And then they pretend to be gripped by some sort of political reflex, but all they're doing is paying dues to the military-industrial complex. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. The military and the monetary get together whenever they think it's necessary. They turn our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet to a cemetery. The military and the monetary use the media as intermediaries. They are determined to keep the citizens secondary. They make so many decisions that are arbitrary. We're marching behind the commander-in-chief, who was standing under a spotlight shaking like a leaf. But the ship of state had landed on an economic reef, so we knew he was going to bring us messages of grief. The military and the monetary were shielded by January and were storming into February. Brought us pot-bellied generals as luminaries. 2 weeks ago I hadn't heard the sumbitch, now all of a sudden it's legendary. They took the honor from the honorary, they took the dignity from the dignitary, they took the secrets from the secretary, but they left the bitch an obituary. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles away in a Saudi Arabian sanctuary, had us all scrambling for our dictionaries because we couldn't understand the fucking vocabulary. Yeah, there were some smart bombs, but there were some dumb ones as well. Scared the hell out of CNN in that Baghdad hotel. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. War in the desert sometimes sure is scary, but they beamed out the war to all their subsidiaries. Tried to make so damn insane a worthy adversary, keeping the citizens secondary, scaring old folks into coronaries. The military and the monetary, from thousands of miles in the Saudi Arabian sanctuary, kept us all wondering if all of this was really truly necessary. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way. If we only worked for peace, if everyone believed in peace the way they say they do, we'd have peace. The only thing wrong with peace is that you can't make no money from it. The military and the monetary, they get together whenever they think it's necessary. They've turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery. We've got to work for peace. Peace ain't coming this way.
We should not allow ourselves to be misled by talk of entering a time of peace. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the absence of the rumors of war and the threats of war and the preparation for war. Peace is not the absence of war, it is the time when we will all bring ourselves closer to each other, closer to building a structure that is unique within ourselves, because we have finally come to peace within ourselves. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning parts of the planet into a cemetery.
What you gonna do?
Military and the monetary. Military and the monetary.
What you gonna do?
We hounded the Ayatollah religiously. Bombed Libya and killed Gaddafi's son hideously. We turned our back on our allies, the Panamanians, and saw Ali North selling guns to the Iranians. Watched Gorbachev slaughtering Lithuanians. We better warn the Amish, they may bomb the Pennsylvanians. The military and the monetary. Get together whenever they think it's necessary. They have turned our brothers and sisters into mercenaries. They are turning the planet into a cemetery.
They got folks out there working for war.
Two, three, four.
Make a whole lot of money, start a little trouble, it's war. Turn this planet in north and south, it's war. Start a few rumors over there, make money with a war.
Work for peace. Say it to yourself.
I believe we got to work for peace. Peace ain't gonna be free. We got to work for peace. Nobody. You believe in peace.
I
gotta go to work.
Nobody.
Everyone's got to go to work. Work for peace.